You think people will fuck with it?
I don't know, man. We'll see.
I guess we'll see. All right, well, let's do this thing. Are we ready to record?
Yeah. You trying to try to shoot this?
Are we shooting a Shotsky?
Yeah, we got to shoot a little shooter.
Fucking, all
right. Right?
I got the makers right. Oh, I'm already, I got the bar right here. I already got like one hand.
You're just going to take
it. Oh, you already poured it.
Oh, I poured it up.
No. I don't know if I can. Oh, man, this reeks, bro. This mixed with everything else I just said.
Fucked up stomach.
Oh, my God. I'm going to just take a pull.
Yeah, just pull it out.
Just. All right, cheers to season three, brother. Let's get into it.
All right, let's get it.
Cheers. All right, what's up, guys? Before we get into season three of Man to Man Podcast, I want to quickly tell you about Mixed Iconics, which will be our presenting sponsor for the upcoming season. Mixed Iconics is basically this idea that we had a couple of months ago where we asked ourselves the question, hey, why not take two iconic players from the past or present from any type of sport and mix them together on a piece of clothing? So what did we do? We got athletic one time and Coach put us in the game. These are all custom-made designs, hand-illustrated by a designer that we've worked with for the past couple of years now, super talented guy. And these designs will always be one of one, meaning when we come out that next design, that previous design is long gone forever. Our first design features the two future Hall of Famer and iconic Tennessee Titans legends, Eddie George and the late great Steve Air McNair. We offer 10 plus colorways on the website. All colors are super fire. I'm rocking that Carolina blue right now and honestly think this one will sell out at any moment. So support the podcast and grab you and your friends and family a Mixed Iconics hoodie before the holidays by heading over to mantomanpodcast.shop or click the link in the description of wherever you're listening or watching the podcast on to grab yours before they're gone. And to receive free shipping, don't forget to use the code MIXFREE at the checkout. That's M-I-X-F-R-E-E, MIXFREE at the checkout, M-I-X-F-R-E-E. Appreciate those who have already gotten theirs, and thank you guys for ringing in the new season with us. You know what they say, get your damn merch. Now let's get into the pod. Alrighty, baby. Gang, gang. Welcome to season three of Man to Man Podcast. A newborn season filled with new ideas, new journeys, and new adventures. A fresh start, a clean slate, and a clean conscience to some extent. Nothing like any season that you've seen before. This one will have zero conversation about basketball. This season will be a weekly microscopic zoom into our personal lives, untold stories, weekend activities, what we're doing in our professional careers, and weekly topics designed to relate to our listeners more on a personal level. You never know. Someone may listen to an episode saying to themselves that they've also received a fake Rolex by a sugar mama in a random suburb of Atlanta, but we don't got to talk about that. And maybe we tell a story about us going to Tin Roof last Saturday night and us sleeping in the parking lot of a Hobby Lobby just to find out that they were done doing their 10% off deal the next morning on the Santa's Reindeer's Little Outfits, and not to mention that I went to the next Hobby Lobby like 10 miles away just to find out the same thing, talk about a scarce commodity. And if you can't relate to that, then good. Welcome to the ride, and just wait because there's so much more to discuss. If you're new to the show, then you found us at a really great time. You found us at our very authentic selves. If you're a recurring listener, then I don't know. Welcome back, baby gang gang. Keep looking beautiful out here. New season, new logo, new merch, get your damn merch in a new direction. Welcome to Man Podcast Season 3 with yours truly, Andy Elliott.
And Liam, the hoop star, Nash. What's good? We're back on the mics, man. This was good with you.
What's up, baby? What's up? Yeah, so I guess we can kind of break it down. Been doing this since 2019. The inception of Man to Man Podcast started as a basketball podcast, more so an NBA podcast. Did it for about a year. We had our audience, and then we were like, okay, this is kind of boring to talk about. Just one specific league in a specific sport. So we decided to just merge like what we're doing in our personal lives, like on an everyday like level, coming together at the end of the week, talking about basketball in the first segment, and then getting into actually like our personal lives, which we found to be like kind of weird, because we would always catch ourselves being like, okay, now are we done talking about basketball? Should we talk about how we got fucking ghosted? You know,
well, there was a lot more. I feel like there was a lot more between us because we're really close friends that we would end up talking about that had right. nothing to do with basketball. And that's like, for us, was more easy for us to talk about when we're jumping on a mic, because right. sometimes our prep, we would talk for like 30, 45 minutes before the episode. Yeah. And then we would be like, all right, now we got to go talk about basketball. But I think this is it. This is kind of more relatable to anybody and everybody, right?
So, yeah, and that's what we're trying to do. I guess we got to shout out JP.
Yeah.
JP, a loyal brother, a guy that hopped on our podcast when we were doing the basketball talk all the way up to season two of last year, right? Shout out JP. I felt like we kind of just needed to take a second to be like, what's good? Like, let's step back after season two and really decipher and understand how we can entertain ourselves, not only ourselves, but obviously our audience as a whole. And then we're just trying to figure out who our audience is. Is it going to be basketball? Is it going to be, you know, we even had like interviewees, like really cool interviews, Friday Beers, V Wills, Charlie on a Friday, who's blowing up right now, Jolie Live, Danny Jackal. And it's like, then people are watching, they're like, so what are you guys? And so I think that's where we kind of understood that was like, okay, let's screw the basketball talk and just start interviewing the hell out of people, because we really enjoy doing that, and that's entertaining to us. So now it's kind of, everything's coming in a full circle.
Yeah, because there was no real connection between, if you're interviewing, let's say, a musician like Mitchell Timpani and talking about who played last night in basketball. That's just, there's right. no relatability in terms of that. So it's just like, why are we talking about basketball?
The last question we'd ask Mitchell or Marky Basie is like, and who's the best NBA podcast? I was like, no, no one gives a shit.
And we didn't even talk to you about basketball the entire interview. But who's the best basketball podcast out there?
Yeah, so keeping the same name, man to man, it's a basketball term, but it's kind of just us going to be able to shoot the shit and talk about really our personal lives and just kind of get on a mic and I think we're excited to really ring it in with you guys. If you're new here, obviously welcome. Again, you've reached us at our most authentic self. We're just going to rip it here and kind of talk our shit with random weekly topics. So should we get into the topics, or do you have anything like, did you do a Spotify Wrapped or anything? Everyone's got T-Swift rocking. You know,
I'm not a Spotify guy. You know that. And I've seen a lot of people posting it today because it came out, and I'm like, I guess I missed out. Should I jump on Spotify? Is that what people are telling me?
So that is a huge red flag. It's just a red flag. Like, if you use Apple Music, like, I could probably never go out with somebody that uses Apple Music. Like, that would probably be like in the first five questions. Oh, you Spotify or Apple Music? I don't know why. But they're like Apple Music. I'm like, that's insane.
Everything that I do, I have a Mac, I have an iPhone, I have AirPods. Everything I own is a Mac product. Why wouldn't I use their platform for music? It's like Apple Music.
It's like the bidet talk that just took me back. But
that's all I'm thinking.
Apple, you kind of just have the podcast, and the Spotify is there for music, and it's rarely there for podcasting. I feel like, unless you're listening to Joe Rogan or Call Me Zaddy.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I'm just saying that. I'm using Apple.
Well, I'll just say mine was Juice WRLD's, and it said, you know, they have like, and this year's Spotify Wrapped, they do it kind of different every year. Uh-huh. And it describes like, it gives you an adjective of like, you know, about the music that you listen to. So my top artist was Juice WRLD. So the adjective that it described me as was sad boy.
I was going to say something about being sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Early morning sad boy. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? Early morning sad boy. Like, waking up in the morning, I'm like, dude, I don't even want to start my day. I don't even want to get out of bed. But, okay, cool. Let's just fucking run it, dude. I'm down to run this shit. What do we got on the docket? Annual clothing drive?
I think that's a good place to start. I mean,
okay,
coming back for season three.
Coming back for season three. This
why
was
not
kind
a better
a
way
time.
To do yeah. it with our drive?
Yeah, and I guess before we get into that, when you and I were talking a couple months ago about actually wanting to do a season three, it kind of just made the most sense to come back right now, because the last 2 years, we've done this man-to-man Christmas clothing drive where we collect, you know, money and clothes from friends and family, and then usually we'll rent out a van. Last year, we just took the Lexus out. We go buy groceries, tote bags, gloves, socks. And this is kind of the time that we do it. We give back to the homeless. And so perfect time to do it. We raise money each year, like I just said, and clothing from friends and family. So we're able to go buy groceries, yada, yada. It's been pretty successful, I'd say, over the past 2 years. We've raised over $2,000 and over 1,500 articles of clothing. So I appreciate you guys that have actually contributed to this cause and helped us out. It's funny because everyone wants to give their clothes away. And whenever we announce this clothing drive, like, hey, we're doing it, they're like, oh, let me give you clothes. So this is kind of the time where you're still in Indianapolis and I'm in Nashville. And like the next 2 weeks, as hectic as like everything is in my life right now, with everything besides that going on, and we'll get into that in a sec, but just driving around, wasting gas money, but it's for a good cause, and collecting like 5 trash bags of clothes. So needless to say, we are doing it again. Friday, December 16th is our pinpoint date to go do that. And so, yeah, if you're able to help, hit us up. If you know us personally, shoot us a text or DM on Instagram and just say, hey, I want to help out. I have a shit ton of clothes. We do have a GoFundMe link in our Instagram bio at Man's Man Podcast, raising $500 again. If you're able to help out that way, you know, throw some greenery our way. It'd be much appreciated. So we are able to go get those things.
Fill the void of, you know, another thing that I kind of want to preach more this year. We need more winter clothing. After doing this for 3 years, we had to go buy like blankets and socks and gloves, yeah, because that's what these guys and these girls want and need at this time. So yes, the clothes help because they'll want the clothes too, but more blankets. And that's kind of where we needed the money so we could go buy extra blankets and extra.
Yeah, stop giving us Hawaiian t-shirts.
I mean, some Hawaiian t-shirts, I'm sure some of them wear, but I mean, you thinking it's cold weather out now, think more of winter clothing.
Honestly, no boxers either. Like, we've had boxers come on, and dog. Like, no, we have.
Though. I know, like, that's what I'm saying. Come on, dog, don't send
Yeah, like
shit.
Socks with holes in them. And I'm like, all right, now you guys are just being assholes, you know? And we've gotten ties, but yeah, I mean, it's a great cause. We are doing it again. And then that third option, if you want to help us out, we're selling new merch, dude. New logo, new merch at Man to Man Pod, or go to mantomanpodcast.shop, or I guess click the link in the description or whatever you're listening to or watching this on. 20% of all sales from merchandise will go directly toward the funding of that $500 goal. So hit us up, help out. I think it's pretty, it's a good cause. We feel great about it. We spend a weekend. So I think the funniest thing, and I just got to mention it. So we give out this swag bag each year. And so the swag bag is kind of the coolest thing that we give out. And, you know, when we're doing this throughout the day, we kind of spotlight these different, you know, homeless people and just kind of seeing like, hey, who's in this shape or who's in that shape or who maybe needs it the most. And so we kind of have a good eye on that throughout the day. And then we have this swag bag that we save at the very end of the day that features, you know, blankets, new shoes, clothes, MTM merchandise. And then we make this triple decker, which is roughly 5 or 6 pieces of ham sandwich or ham thrown into a sandwich, you know, mayonnaise and slathered into it and cheese. So, I don't know what we're doing this year. I mean, it's kind of messed up, but
hey, the swag bag. Don't hate on the swag bag. You know, swag bag is a swag bag, and everybody
likes
the
swag. They appreciate it. Yeah. They appreciate the triple decker. But no, we're also giving them, you know, chips and Gatorade and everything else. So if you have a backpack, throw us a backpack. Or if you have multiple backpacks, maybe we'll do multiple swag bags this year. So it'll be a great cause. We just kind of want to get that out of the way, all the other boring stuff. But if you want to help out and feel like a good human being, you know, we try to do it at least once a year. So that is it for MTM, unless you got anything else.
I was just going to say, it also, we have to say that we like doing this too. It's fun for us to go out.
Oh, I hate doing it.
No, I like no, making the sandwiches and getting all the clothes and putting together, you know, each bag. And it's fun for us. And that's why, you know, we like to do it, especially for the city that we grew up in. So, you know, giving back to the community is always a big thing for us.
I will say, just on top of that, if you are getting your damn merch, get the Mixed Iconics merch.
This is the freshest one. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
This new Mixed Iconics.
The Carolina Blueski is fire.
Yeah, especially if you're a Titans fan. Go ahead and, you know, get the light blue.
Get the light blue.
I was going to say this. So kind of on my end, my mom missed Thanksgiving because she's overseas. All right. She took a month-long trip into overseas. She's going to Egypt and stuff like that. And we hadn't talked in, you know, a couple of days. And I called you up and I was like, hey, mom, like, what's going on? Are you going to be doing this? I was like, nah, my mom is just not here. But then you come to me talking about you got some foreign affairs that you got to deal with something and some girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? He was like, dude, I'm down bad. And
I was astronomically down bad.
Well, if you,
I still kind of am.
Well, if you see, if you follow Andy on Snapchat or social media, he posted something talking about, I'm down astronomically bad right now, or just let me play some music or some sad song. I don't know what you were just driving in your car. What's going on? What, I think we got to talk about that. I don't know if we want to air it out too much, but.
I mean, like Mike Studd said, I was on your side till you grouped me with these other guys. So, you know, yeah, I was astronomically down bad. I will say about that real quick. I just had to go take a drive last week. I was off all last week during Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
And so astronomically down bad, something happened. But I want to talk about quickly with that video. I misspelled astronomically, and I even stopped on the side of the road while I was driving to make sure, like, I published that specific video, and I still spelled it wrong. And so my coworkers are just calling me out saying that I'm you know, misspelling astronomically. Fuck it, dude. I'm not a, like, I didn't even know how to spell ghost in sixth grade, dude. Looked like a fucking idiot.
I mean, that's a hard word in the first place. Let's not get come on. Let's not just go crazy and say that's just like an easy
G-O-S-T
word.
G-O-S-T is G-O-S-T in sixth grade. I just was so embarrassed. But no, I don't know. I don't know what to say here, man. I had a good friend who I started really hanging out with back in March, maybe. You know, nothing too crazy, just kind of a friend that I met. And then, you know, she had some family issues. I don't know if they're called issues, but she had a close family member that passed away recently. So just kind of was there for her and kind of just being a good friend like anybody else would do, right? Mm-hmm. Not going to kind of, you know, drift away from somebody like that. But, you know, feelings caught on. And I guess it was, I guess just to like fast forward a little bit, hung out with this person on Monday of Thanksgiving week, dropping the L word here.
Big terms out here.
I'm like, dude, I don't even love myself, dude. What the hell's going on around here, dude? But yeah, I mean, I got invited to, I mean, obviously all of her family is coming into Nashville. They all are obviously outside of Nashville. I think there's like New Hampshire or something. But yeah, just invited me to go to the family dinner Thanksgiving night. Cool, I'm down. Next day, my boy sends me like a photo of her just straddling this dude and just violently making out this guy. And apparently this guy is coming from overseas, I think France or some shit.
There you go. Can't trust those guys from overseas, man. You gotta watch them.
My boy's like, did you see the photo? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? Like, I'm looking at her Instagram story right now. There's nothing on there. And he's like, dude, look at this. And so come to find out, just getting fucking lied to for a couple months here. And, you know, she blocked me from viewing her Instagram stories, which I didn't even think was a fucking thing. You know, so, I mean, when I saw that Tuesday night, that bottle hit, you know, I started to hit that bottle Ruski a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, she just doesn't understand that I have multiple other accounts where I'm able to see it, where I was able to see her Instagram stories throughout the rest of the week. And I shot her a text and just she never answered or replied. And throughout the rest of the week, I'm like looking at her Instagram story from other accounts.
I have a question before.
Going. Yeah.
Did you ever get a sense? I say this because I've had a sense once or twice when I've, you know, been talking to somebody or even in a relationship that maybe something else is going on, like with some, like she is, maybe not to the extent that she was like straddling and like, sounds like they were pretty much boyfriend and girlfriend, but like just maybe, you know, closer of a friend than you might want. Did you ever get that sense, or do you get that sense? Have you ever gotten that sense? And then maybe did you get that sense from her? Because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if that's going on, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, I mean, her sister lives in France. Okay. And so she went there a couple of months ago, and she kind of just has a ton of friends out there. So apparently this is a guy that she knew for, I mean, I don't know, however long. So yeah, I mean, this guy, this guy was on her Instagram story a couple of months ago. I tried going to his profile. He had me blocked. Excuse me. And I was like, all right. And she came back and I was like, all right, like, who is this guy? Oh, it's just a friend. And this was what she said. He has my sister blocked. And any of my friends on Instagram, if they view this guy's story, he go ahead and blocks them. I'm not buying. I'm going cap on that immediately.
Yeah, that's.
But yeah, I mean, who knows? And so yeah, there was a little like question there. I mean, I don't know. And then obviously just found out the hard way. and then yeah, I get a text. You know, 5 days later, come Sunday night of last week. And it's just like, oh, it's like pretty much, sorry, sweetheart. It sort of just happened. And I'm like,
So where is it now? Are you just kind of cut her off, or you had a conversation with her? Did you let her down? You just
trying to get some closure, dude.
Well, I was going to say so, because some people would just like, something like that would happen, and they would never talk to that person again. Like if you,
astronomical,
you know, yeah, you're talking to somebody and then you see them or hear of them, like, not supposedly cheating, but getting with somebody else when you think right. that you're like exclusive, that's a cutoff. You know what I mean? Some people just cut right. the back of, lack of better terms, that bitch off. You know what I mean?
Just I wanted closure, met up with her, which probably shouldn't have. And just a guy who's not even dating, bro. I mean, they live in two separate countries, so it is what it is.
But you done with her?
Yeah, I had to be.
And you told her
I mean,
that?
I didn't want to be, but like I had to be. I was questioning myself the entire week of Thanksgiving. And by the way, I still feel like fucking mashed potatoes right now. I'm running on fumes right now.
I feel that.
You know?
I feel fucking just had
so
a
tired.
Fucking 11-hour day today. So I know what you mean.
I mean, it's tough. It's tough. But yeah, I was just trying to get some closure, and you know, it is what it is. Nothing really serious, but I don't know, man. I just was like, one thing about me, I fucking hate liars. Like, I used to be a liar in another relationship, you know, and I learned a lot from that. And it's just, you know, you don't want to lie to your friends to begin with. You don't want to lead people on. And so I kind of just said, you know, sucks. I forgive you. I think you're a good person deep down. But right now I just can't be friends with you. And like, that's what it is. And so
that's you growing up, man. That's maturity. Hey, we have no boys no more. You know, grown ass men.
I'm still
over
a
here.
Little boy, dude. I'm a little boy, man. Yeah, a little boy.
We're grown men. I was going to say now, I don't know if I want to say too much, just because I don't want other people to hear this, but countdown starting when this drops, I have a month until we actually get into some good stuff and me actually moving. I know you always say, oh, you're not moving. Oh, you said that 6 months ago. You're not moving to Nashville. Hey, it's a month.
I've been hearing this for 3 years now.
But this is actually the countdown for real, because now I can actually do it with no restrictions. But on the same note, yeah, you just got a new place in Nashville, right?
I did. Thank you for asking.
How's that? I didn't even ask you about it. I just saw that you got it.
Oh.
It's a couple pictures. How's it going?
Very irrational decision, but at the same time, I had to do it. So obviously, like after college, back in 2019, moved to Chicago, tried to get out of Nashville, which is, side note, the funniest thing when you talk to people here, it's like, hey, how long you been here? And like, I just, like a conversation I heard today, it was just like, they were talking about how long each other has been in Nashville. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get out of here. But yeah, and then obviously COVID hit, been back my mom for about 2 years ever since. And so we're kind of just at that place where we, you know, I like living with my mom, dude, but I need some motherfucking elbow grease, dude. And yeah, I kind of just saw this place a couple weeks ago on Zillow, and I went to go check it out the next day, and it was like a super, I mean, there was a ton of applicants there the next day, and I got accepted to it. And, I mean, kind of a hype feeling, just, you know, no cosign, no nothing. And now I'm in this place in the Nations. Anybody in Nashville knows where that area, what, you know, familiar with that area. Two bedroom, fenced in backyard, 900 square feet. I mean, 1936 home. I don't know if I got to go into that bitch and hit a little Sage Aruski, but
get the spirits going, dude, get good spirits on your side or what? 1936, yeah, so they could be, you know, some spirits,
dude,
in there.
There are definitely spirits in there. But the floors are, you know, very old, trying to figure out how to clean floors. I just got the keys this week, so that's why I'm taking off work a couple days here and just trying to clean this thing. Trying to maybe get an air purifier, because once I'm sweeping this guy, you know, all the dust particles and are going all in the air. But it's funny, when I picked up my key, I was talking to the property guy and he just gave me this one key. And I was like, all right, so is this it? And he's like, yeah, you're good, dude. And I was like, yeah, fucking like almost $4,000 later, appreciate it, because I had to put the deposit down than the first month's rent. And so, you know, I got a couple jobs I can kind of help me support, you know, but it's, I'm super stoked, to say the least. I'm super stoked to get out of my mom's crib, and it's kind of a funnier side note here. My mom is moving out as well, so this is what kind of caused this rapid push to happen so quickly. She's moving into the apartment building where I fucking work at. So if I need a sandwich, I guess, at lunchtime, just goes. And we used to live in this building, which is the most wild thing, about 12 years ago in the Gulch of Nashville, when it was just this one building pretty much. And now it's kind of a full circle. But yeah, dude, I'm super stoked and kind of trying to just get on my own and figure it the fuck out. I don't have a washer and dryer, so I'm looking for a washer and dryer on Wayfair, Facebook Marketplace. And
that's the one thing that you do have to do. You have to get a washer and dryer. Yeah. If anything, you don't want to be that guy. Just remember this. In college, have you ever done this in college? You go out on a Friday night, you wake up Sunday morning, and you go to the closet and be like, damn, I ain't got nothing to wear for Monday.
I'm not wearing shit on Sundays anyways, dude.
But for Monday, like work.
Oh, for Monday.
You hunk. You are lit.
I'm hung, Chad.
Yeah, on Sunday. You think you're going to get in the car and do a load of laundry, go drive it somewhere and do a load of laundry? Hell no.
Right.
Get you a
load. I mean, yeah, I get. So that's where I had two options there. The first option, obviously, I got to get a washer and dryer, like ASAP. I had two options. I have two options here. The first option is, like, even before I get a washer and dryer, I'm going to go to my mom's crib, or I'm going to go to a boy's crib and kind of just say, hey, kind of need to clean a rooski here, a little hour sesh, if you don't mind. Or I was just thinking about kind of just throwing all my clothes into the kitchen sink, you know, throwing some Dawn soap on that biatch, and then just kind of hanging them all outside, you know, on some clothes hangers.
They even make it easier for you now. You've seen the washer and dryer that are just one washer and one dryer.
I don't know how that works, but yeah, I've seen it.
That's what you got to get.
Gotcha.
Because then that's easy. You don't even have to switch it over or nothing. You just turn it on, and then you can sleep off your hangover on a Sunday.
I hear you. So I'm going to get... Also, I put electricity into my name today. $250 charge here. I said, hey, listen, I ain't got that, but, you know, fucking throwing bread around like it's fucking falling off trees here, dog. So, it is what it is. But, I plan to move in hopefully next weekend and kind of just get going. It's kind of I've been feeling super anxious, to be completely honest with you, and maybe that's why I'm tired, because last week was kind of the week building up to everything, you know, everything on top of one of the other, and just kind of hitting this bottle, and that's not the coping mechanism that I need to really gravitate myself towards. But yeah, super stoked, to say the least. I'm on a corner and there's, you know, like tall and skinnies next door. I might go next door instead of just saying, hey, I got these jalapeno sliders that might fuck you up for a sec. I got some MTM merch. That's all I got. Here's the merch. I'm a cool dude. You know, I might have a welcome party at some point, but trust me, you're invited to the welcome party, and strictly classical music at the welcome party.
Your neighbor is not going to like you. I already know. Because if you have a welcome party, you got to, that's your first impression of like, all right, there's a party going on next door. It's his welcome party, especially if you tell them.
Right.
And it gets out of control. They're going to be like, all right, anytime he says he's going to have a party, they're going to know.
But here's the thing. I don't want to have like a welcome party. Like, where's the cap? on inviting people, right? Because it's like, I don't want to get all moved in and be like, oh, we're throwing a bang at my place. I definitely don't want to do that. I'm too old for that, I think, at least. And I don't want to have to clean up the house like too much, like afterwards. So I'm just wondering, hey, like, you know, people are opening the door. Here's, you know, a folded up hoodie for some merch. We're playing classical music out back. Meet you out back in the 30 degree weather.
I don't know if that's the move, or you just make it earlier. You know, you make it, you know, 4:30, and then be like, hey, this is, and then tell them to get the fuck out, and then we'll all go out somewhere afterwards or something like that.
I do want to quickly shout out Inner Space Nashville. Free fucking plug here.
Hey, we don't, no free ads. I'll let this one slide, but no more free ads, okay?
Allie and Caroline, two friends from school, have this super cool interior designer business called Inner Space Nashville. Go look them up on Instagram. They do a phenomenal job. They pimped out the entertainment / podcast room here, which I will be transferring everything over, obviously, into that other spot. But yeah, they said they're down to take a walk through the new place and kind of help me out. But this time it's a walkthrough and it's a consultation. So I got to throw them a little bit more than a couple hoodies. But super stoked and just kind of wanted to shout them out real quick. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm stoked and super excited to get into it.
Yeah, I'm excited to go, you know, chop it up when I'm there. See what you...
I don't know what I'm going to do about groceries maybe the first 2 weeks, but we'll figure it out. And maybe that leads us into lunchtime, our next topic. Unless you got anything else on that.
No, I don't even know what you're about to say about lunchtime. What?
So I added this topic in kind of last minute. But I will say, how long is too long to take lunch? I took like an hour long lunch the other day and kind of got checked. And
that's what I'm.
It's a good check. It's just like, hey, where you at? Because I was supposed to give somebody this Diet Coke. You know, I was like, yeah, I get to
that's the
Diet
thing.
Coke.
An hour lunch, especially if you're like in an office building, you're allowed to like, not allowed, but like able to go and like get food or like stuff like that. This is the thing that is different from what your experience and kind of what I've learned from how your atmosphere is at work. If you take more than an hour lunch, people are calling you on your lunch break saying, legitimately, get your ass back here. So what I've learned is not even to leave for lunch. I'm bringing my lunch to work. And then,
I like that.
In that
like
sense, that. The only thing that I hate about that is if I don't leave for lunch or something like that, and my lunch is short, like 30 minutes or something, those motherfuckers, if there's a problem, come to me and be like, hey, and I'm like, dog, I'm on lunch. You know what I mean?
Like, that's
what's
the thing
problem
too.
Going
even when
on? Yeah. I'm on lunch. Okay. You find right, somebody else. Things. He's like, well, nobody else is here. Well, I'm on lunch. And that's what ends up happening if you do take a longer lunch or you don't leave. You know what I mean?
Dude, this microphone is, I feel like I'm sucking this thing up right now, dude. I will say two things about that, though. The first thing is I've tried to bring my lunch before. And I guess a mistake on my part, especially it being like the first lunch impression, I brought a plastic bag of tuna and pretty much got disowned by the entire office. You know, stunk up the entire office room, pretty much told me not to come back. So I come back a couple days later and ask if I still got a job. The second thing is, if you get lunch outside of work and bring it back, and kind of on the note that you were saying when someone's like, hey, what's up? I'll bring back a fucking panini, and I'm like eating the panini in front of my coworkers, and they're like, yo, dog, what is that? It's a panini, dude. Like, what do you want me to say everything on it? I'm hungry, man. It's a panini. I haven't opened the panini yet. And then I'll take a first bite, and then I'll try to get back to work, but knowing damn well in my stomach, I'm like, dude,
I'm still fucking hungry.
But you try to just look productive, and I don't know if you do that while you're eating lunch. So I don't know. Like, sometimes there are times where I have to go take my lunch. Like, kind of, we work in a WeWork, and so we have a kitchen area like for everybody to use. And so I'll just take it out there and bring my laptop out there and go eat it. So I don't know if I like eating in front of people because I feel like I still have to obviously still be on my shit, which I'm fine doing. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, what's for lunch? And if it ain't tuna, it's like, what is for lunch from somebody else?
Yeah, I don't know. That is the question. What's the acceptable? Like, are you bringing a whole fucking cooked meal? Because that's the worst thing that I hate is when people like anything that actually is smelly. Like, it could even smell good, but if it's overly smelly in terms of if it's bad or good, I'm like,
dog. Three things real quick. What are three things that you just absolutely cannot bring to the workspace or for lunch at all? What are three things that may smell bad, may taste horrific, that no one else likes? Are we calling tuna number one?
I think tuna has to be, or some type of fish, even if it's like a salmon or cooked. You heat that up, that shit is reeking.
What's the second thing?
That's a good...
What about something with like horseradish? I know that's kind of like a sauce. But what if you're popping horseradish on, you know, like a tomato basil gyro? Like, you know, it could be a condiment too.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But I'm thinking of like, even like if you like bring like, say you had asparagus or something or broccoli, you heat that stuff up and that shit just doesn't smell good. You know what I mean?
That smells up the entire place.
That's the thing only. That's a hate.
Third thing, can we just think of another thing off top of the head?
Well, we got any type of vegetables. We got tuna. Right. And I even will say, like, I hate when people bring in, like, spaghetti, bro. Because actually...
I feel that.
Not only do I want some, but at the same time, it's like, that's like something that has a really distinct smell. And you just smell that for the rest of the day.
Dude, I actually hate spaghetti.
Oh, I love spaghetti.
Yeah, I hate it. Like, it's like, yeah, I mean, I just remember in college when you had the 99-cent fucking hard noodles and boil it in the water, and then it's like, oh, okay, here's some sauce, and it's like, no, rather not do this. Let me put horseradish sauce on the spaghetti. But I do love meatballs. I'm a big meatball guy, so I'll just get meatballs, and I'll just cook up meatballs and just eat them.
I'll cook you some nice spaghetti and meat sauce.
Now I'm just hungry.
Yeah. All right, so let's go into, I think another thing that we've kind of learned too is that we do have to have a little more structure, and it doesn't mean in terms of like, you know, topics, but like just the flow and what we're doing and making sure we do have topics. And we've learned to love trivia, me and Andy, either love if it. It's, if you guys are coming from, you know, previous and know that we do our basketball trivia each week, and I try to stump Andy, but this week and this, I guess, new season and going from now until forever, it might be some sports once in a while, but mostly it's just going to be kind of, you know, out there trivia. So are you ready, and do you actually want to do trivia?
Think I've gotten one trivia question correct like this entire season or this entire past two seasons.
Well, this is, you might do a little better because it's not so heavy basketball, you know what I mean? Because some basketball is hard trivia,
and this is going on TikTok too, so let's make sure we kind of give this one a good take.
Yeah, for sure. So
all right,
week's trivia question is, how many pounds of curly fries does Arby's make or sell in a year? Staying on the lunch topic.
That's a good one. We got the beef. Or we got the meats.
Yeah. We got
the curly fries, too.
Yeah, they definitely. I think those are the top best fries, honestly.
Honestly, I fucking love Arby's, man. I love Arby's. I'll take a hint. Should I ask a question? Or
I don't know. You get a hint.
Can I ask a range?
Yeah, I'll give you, it's in the millions.
Okay. Can I get a hint?
That is your hint, you idiot.
That is the hint. All right. Here we go, baby. Gang, gang. Here we go. Man, Arby's, you got to think about it. How many pounds of curly fries does Arby's sell in a year? If I'm getting Arby's, at least, if I'm getting Arby's, maybe 20 times a year. 56.
It's close.
46 million.
I don't know. We'll throw it up on TikTok and
how many pounds are in a large curly fry?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm guessing it has to be like a large has to be close to a pound, no?
That's a lot of curly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll throw it up on TikTok. Yeah. Go to Man to Man Podcast on TikTok, and we'll figure it out from there.
I still don't know the
answer though.
Well, I'll tell you once this airs. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do want to quick segue, and then I do want to ask you though, top three best French fries that you like.
Yeah, that's easy. Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Is that, are we going 3-1 or 1-3 here?
I would say 1-3.
Okay, so you got Chick-fil-A number one?
Chick-fil-A. I'll throw Arby's in there, either at 2 or 3. And then, dude, I don't know. This might be a wild card, but I fuck with Burger King fries hard.
You like the crinkle cut?
I don't even know if they're crinkle cut, are they? They're kind of crinkle cut.
I think they might be.
So that's, yeah. That's where I'm at. Arby's and then Burger King.
Fast food fries. McDonald's number one. Come on, man.
Love McDonald's. I will say, maybe let me put McDonald's at third because I just love eating McDonald's French fries with mayonnaise, like a ton of mayonnaise.
That's fucking foul. I mean, get this, man. I don't know if I could do the podcast anymore. But McDonald's number one for sure. Wendy's, I think, has a good argument. They've redone their fries.
I like Wendy's.
Yeah, but then it's Arby's. Arby's curly fries, if you don't even consider those fries, not. But you can interchange.
Yeah. Okay, well, if we're talking about food, next topic here, hospitality during the holidays. And before we even get into this, obviously, like, you know, tip the people that are in hospitality during the holidays. We all should have worked a hospitality job or service industry job at one point to just kind of get your ass kicked for a second. It's not fun, you know, unless you just really like it. I can't imagine anybody that would. But I've been watching Hot Ones on YouTube. I've been binge watching Hot Ones on YouTube where they take hot questions. They have interviews with celebrities and musicians and whatever. They take hot questions and they make them eat hotter wings. I've never had Wingstop before. So I'm watching the show. It's like 9 o'clock on a Thursday last week or Friday last week. And I go to Wingstop and I walk in. It's like 9:15, 9:30. They close at 10. I walk in. There's two workers back in the kitchen. The one worker says, "Hey, did you order takeout?" "Nah, I just want some wings, man, if that's cool. Just real quick. Sorry I'm late." "No, you guys about to close." "That's cool. Girl in the back will get you." "No problem." So I sit down. I look at the menu. 20 minutes goes by. I'm like, fuck, dude, I am starving. I'm trying to get that garlic parm, dude. And I heard Wingstop isn't even that good. I just wanted wings from somewhere. And so she finally comes up to the counter and she's like, "What up?" And I was like, "Hey, what up? Like, can I just get some wings? Like, I just get the 10 count wings." She looks at the other guy for like, looks back at the other guy for like 10 seconds. And I was like, at this point, it's all good, guys. Like, I appreciate it. Don't worry about it. You know? And then I was just so frustrated, and I probably shouldn't have done this. But as I'm walking out, you know, I tried to get this last word without even hearing what they said back. "Guys need better customer service next time." So I don't know. I know it was kind of a dick thing to say, but yeah, I don't know, man. I've seen it. Being in the hospitality industry and then also just being at like a cookout recently or like a, you know, a Wingstop, everyone just fucking hates their job right now. And so it's just like, "Hey, man, can I just get some extra sauce?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "All right."
Well, that's the thing.
Here's $5 anyways. I'll tip them $5 like every time. Like I tipped a Jimmy John's $5 and just asked the person how they were doing. She's got her headphones in. I'm like, "Fuck it, dude. Here's $5 anyways. Thank you."
Well, that's the thing. If you go to any, I feel like, wing spot, even Buffalo Wild Wings is the worst. Wingstop, you shouldn't go to Wingstop or Wings. I mean, Wingstop is by far the worst, but me personally, but Wings, etc., or any place like that, you're not getting no sauce. If you get that, you more mobile order it, you're not getting no type of sauce. Damn near if you get the right amount of wings. So I feel like just Wingstops in general, they're just so busy or they just don't give a fuck. I don't know. That needs to be fixed. But the second thing you brought up was tipping. if you go into a fast food place like a Jimmy John's, and I'm a Subway guy,
yeah,
what's up with the tipping, man? Come on, man. Fast food place like that, what I'm supposed to tip you? Not that I don't, because I always get suckered in. It's right there when you put your card in. Would you like a add gratuity, 15, 20, you know? Yeah. Come on, man.
See, it's not even like...
If I sat down and you came to my table and that's where you get your tip, making a damn sandwich on the fly, does that really deserve a tip, or is it just hard times? Come on, man.
It is hard times, and it's fine. Like, I'll tip. Like, I don't mind tipping $5. If I got cash... Like, all right, I will definitely tip if I have, like, a $20 bill and I get a sandwich from Subway with chips and a drink. Keep the $5. I'm not tripping about it. I don't want to put $5 and some change back in my car. Maybe that's, I don't know, maybe I'm just not, you know, budgeting my money right. But I will say, if it's like, what's the difference between like asking for a gratuity and then asking to maybe being at like a Walgreens and, you know, maybe some restaurants have it, but asking if they want to donate a dollar to like a certain charity or cause?
I don't know, but here's a question I got for you that kind of...
All right, then fuck my question.
it kind of goes off of what you're saying. Because if you're at a place like that, that is trying to get a donation, so
right.
two sides. You go to Starbucks, everybody goes to Starbucks. You know sometimes they have their little, do you want to add an extra roundup, right? Yeah. I don't know if you could go to Starbucks or have been to, but they always say that. But do you tip your Starbucks worker when you drive through?
Always. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like, is even if you go through the drive through, that I don't get why people do that. You're going through a drive through.
Yeah.
Now, if the motherfucker, like a pizza delivery guy, I will always tip him. He is driving my product from his store to my house. Or I'm getting Grubhub or whatever you use, Uber Eats, and you get it to the house, that's automatic. They're going out of their way. But if I'm going to your store and I'm picking it up myself, I'm spending my gas money, I'm spending my time to wait in your long-ass line like Starbucks usually is, why do I have to tip?
It's the holidays, man.
No, it's been eight. I understand that, but I always do. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just like, damn, they sucking me into another extra $250 for this.
Yeah,
I don't know. That could be the difference I have on my mind thinking, but I'm like,
is there anything that you've given somebody as a tip that wasn't money?
No, I don't think so off the top of my head.
I think I've given my number before.
That's different. I've obviously left my
number. Let me tell you, that ain't no tip. That's devastating.
I left my number, but I wouldn't consider that. I thought you meant like I gave her like a fucking...
Like a sock or something. Yeah.
Like, here's my hat. Here's a brand new hat, or here's a brand new, you know, wallet or some shit. You know what I mean?
That's tough. Okay, cool. Well, I kind of just wanted to air that out. I don't know what other people think about that. Obviously, needless to say, like, hospitality during the holidays, you know, people probably don't like their job that they're working, and it sucks. I get it. But so just no matter what, maybe have a little bit more patience during the holidays here and do tip them. That's what I might say to you, but I'll say that to myself even. But I was just like, man, I don't know if I should have said that. Like, better customer service. I showed up fucking 30 minutes before they closed. Probably shouldn't have said that.
Although you have a case. They're open and you needed the parking. Open. Yeah.
Are we on our last topic here?
Yeah, let's run this one. I like this one.
Another quick ad break. Appreciate you guys rocking with us so far. As you may have heard already in the episode, we have rebranded. And with the new rebrand comes a new logo. And with the new logo comes new damn merch. We have sweatshirts, hoodies, and multiple colorways to choose from. I'm actually rocking the black one if you're watching on the YouTube video. I love this hoodie, the material. You don't even have to ask. It's amazing. It's heavyweight and just a great sweatshirt to wear wherever you want to. Whether you're out with the friends and want to wear it underneath the coat or lounging around the house. It's a perfect holiday gift for you, your family, or your friends. So support the podcast and head over to mandomanpodcast.shop to grab your new MTM merch. And don't forget to use the code MIXFREE at checkout to receive free shipping. That's MIXFREE for free shipping at checkout. You know what they say, get your damn merch. Now let's get back to the pod.
I go to Liam. We're trying to find topics here, or I guess a last topic here before, you know, we went at it. And I said, what about a random text to somebody? Like, I don't know where that could go, but I remember in high school at chapel class where they were like, take out your phone, scroll through your contacts and send someone a heartwarming message, or just say, hey, how you been? Someone you haven't talked to in forever. So now this segment is just going to be called Random Text. So Liam and I are going to scroll through our phones. The other is going to tell the other one to stop scrolling. And then whoever it lands on, they're going to kind of give a background of who that person is. And then the other person is going to tell, I guess, the other dude,
what the message,
what exactly to say on that message.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. I'm going to go ahead and pause the phone here so I can scroll.
Yeah, you want to go first? I'll let you go first. And then I'll
go first.
All right, let's see what we got.
Get you. And then I'll close the laptop. But here are my contacts. And I don't know how many contacts I have, man. I'm also on 4%.
Well, that's
so here we go. I'm scrolling. You'll see me and just kind of tell me when to stop.
You got to get good and deep into that bad boy. Damn, you got a lot of contacts. All right, stop. Right there, okay. Right there. Yeah, that right. One. Who, I would, that? I'm not blasting my contacts list. Just who is it?
All right. This is a guy who was in my fraternity.
Oh, really?
All right, I'll take that. Guy who was in my fraternity, pledged with him. Sophomore year, I mean, I get it. It's college. A lot of people, I mean, college isn't for a lot of people. But this guy went up to all the way up to sophomore year at UT. Good guy. Very nice guy. Good friend.
Do you talk to him still?
I was going to say good friend when I was there, but I haven't talked to him in a couple years.
You know what he's doing? So, in his job?
I think, well, last time I saw him was actually with Johnny.
Okay.
Last summer, I believe, and he served us. And he served us at, like, this burger place. And for some reason, that day, I was, you know, I like, dreamt about drinking lemonade. And so I was thirsting for lemonade, like, the entire next day. Johnny and I go to this burger place. He serves us. I said, bro, screw the water. I need 2 cups of lemonade right now. So we hooked it up. And then, obviously, you can imagine all that sugar in the lemonade. Felt like ass leaving. But dabbed him up. That's what he was doing last time I saw him last summer.
All right. So your message is here. Hope all is well. On the right note, hope all is well. Just wondered if I could stop by the burger joint.
Just wondering if I could stop by the burger joint?
Yep. Because I need some lemonade. If you don't work there, maybe we can go and get a burger together and catch up.
And lemonade.
And, of course, lemonade.
All right, hope all is well. Just wondering if I can stop by the burger joint tonight.
No, not tonight.
Just wonder if I can stop by the burger joint so I can get some more lemonade at some point.
Yeah.
No burger?
No or burger, just the lemonade.
Okay. Question mark. If you don't work there anymore,
maybe we can go there.
Maybe
we could catch up or something. And of course, get the lemonade. Or maybe we can catch up over some lemonade. Maybe we can go there and catch up over some lemonade.
Oh my gosh. All right, here's the final text. Hope all hope all is well. Just wondering if I can stop by the burger joint so I can get some more lemonade at some point. If you don't work there anymore, maybe we can catch up over some lemonade.
Yep.
See ya. Like, thanks, bro.
Let me know. Let me know.
Let me know?
Yeah, let me know.
Okay. All right. That's sent. The blue message is sent.
All right.
Shout out Bo, man. Shout out Bo. Good dude. Hope he's doing well, man.
That's crazy.
That was a safe one for me. I won't lie. That was safe.
Yeah, you get a fraternity brother. They already know what's good.
That was safe. He's probably think I'm off my rocker right now.
Yeah, you a little zooted or something.
All right, your turn.
All right, let me get my phone real quick. See, this is the scary part. You know what I mean?
All right, you can't look. You got to show the screen, bro. Show the screen you're scrolling.
Yeah, I got you.
How many contacts do you think you have?
Oh, I don't know. Got my list.
He's in light mode. That's the most scariest thing I've ever seen in a minute. Okay.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Don't look. Don't look.
No,
don't
I'm not looking. I'm just making sure I'm scrolling.
Okay. Here we go. Stop.
Oh, okay. So this is a good one, actually. This is a crazy one. This is very scary. So this is actually a female.
Okay.
I can't reveal this name because I just can't.
Okay.
I went to school with her. She was a good friend. Not a good friend, but she was close enough that we talked. She played, I can't even say a sport she played because people that know me.
No, dude, fuck that. Say the sport.
People that know me, they'll know who this is.
Say the sport, bro. That's why we're doing this segment. Say the sport.
She played softball.
Okay. And that wasn't her second sport. That was her first sport?
I believe that was her first sport.
Gotcha, dude. Gotcha.
Maybe her second sport, but
yeah.
No,
yeah.
But she was actually decent at this sport.
Onward.
She actually dated one of my good friends. Huh? And yeah, that's
how long did she date your friend for?
At least a year, or you know, in and out for.
And are
a year.
You close? Are you close with this friend of yours?
Yes, I'm. This was like one of my boys. Like he was like my room, almost my next door neighbor.
So this was your friend's girlfriend in college.
Yeah, for a short period of time.
Okay, I got you. Okay, cool. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure the text sends to you. Make sure when you open up that message, it's blue.
Yeah, I'll I got you.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hold on. Hey, what's up?
Sorry for the random text.
Sorry for the random text. Oh, this is going to be so bad. But go ahead.
Just wanted to see if you were still in the area.
Yeah.
Period.
The area? What area is that? Like,
I don't know. Whatever state, city she's in. Right. I'd be down to throw some softball sometime.
I'd be down. That's funny. I'd be down to throw some softball.
Yes. And, say your boy can come too.
No name on the boy, but should I add that name in if that's who?
No,
you want?
Just say your boy can come too, because she might have a new dude.
I see. And your boy can come too
if he wants.
If he wants. That kind of makes me sound like transgender. Like we could have a threesome type shit.
Say, let me know, ha ha, thanks.
Let me know, ha ha, thanks. Right. Hey, sorry for the random text. Just wanted to see if you were still in the area. I'll be down to throw some softball. And your boy can come too if he wants. Let me know, ha ha, thanks.
That's hilarious. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. What happened, dog?
All right, so that's episode one of season three. A bit nervous in the upfront. We hadn't done this in a minute, but felt good about that one. Appreciate you guys again for ringing in the new season with us. At Man to Man Podcast on all socials. If you want to help us out with the clothing drive, you know where to reach us at. Hit us up. If you want to donate some greenery, go to at Man to Man Podcast. We'll have a GoFundMe link right there, but nothing else, man. I don't want to kind of say the outro. Like and subscribe. Let's get our subscribes up on YouTube with the new layout. We love the layout. It looks great. Thank you for the people that helped us kind of make this come to fruition. And I don't have anything else, but that's kind of what the pod's going to look like. And I think it went off great. So
yeah, I'll keep tuning in and like it if you like it. And maybe, you know, next week we can tell you a little something extra that we might be doing in the future. Who knows?
Let's get an interview on next week.
Yeah, maybe we could do that.
Let's do that. All right, let's get out of here. We'll see you guys later.
All righty.